Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. There's no business like your business. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, signing day is always a big deal for the local schools, no doubt about it. And in his first year as the head coach of CU Buffaloes, we welcome Coach Mel Tucker. Coach Tucker, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
Doing well.
How, I mean, some of these rating services, these scouting services said you guys killed it. So I guess my question is how much credit do you give these scouting services? Do they know what they're talking about or not?
Well, I think they do a great job. I know they work hard at it with the evaluation of the players. But you know, I was very happy with the class. The coaches did a great job. We rolled up our sleeves and got after it, and got a very, very solid class.
This is what they're saying. It's the third class, recruiting class, to finish amongst the top 45 in the country this decade. Only the sixth to top that threshold since 2005. And you're getting a lot of props for doing such a good job. And, although I know there were other coaches working on it, you know, for you, it was a relatively short period of time. So what made it so successful, do you think?
I just think that it was a team effort. We were, thought we were very organized. The first thing that we did is we looked at our current team, looked at our roster, and tried to evaluate, you know, where our needs were. And then once we did that, we're able to hone in on the guys that were already committed, and we were able to reaffirm those commitments. And then we hit the ground running during the contact period, going out and with the guys that were identified and selling Colorado. And really, it was a pretty easy sell. And so we were able to sign those players.
You know, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. You know, I kind of look at year one for guys like you in this new position of head coach as year zero, if you will, because you don't have the full complement of time to really start talking to guys and get guys on your radar and get them into your system right now. How do you feel with the class that you, of course, you're going to say it's a great class, but how do you feel about the restraint that you had in time trying to fill these roster spots that you needed? Did you wish that you had a lot more time, or you had enough to go get the guys you needed?
No, it was what it was. I knew coming in how much time I was going to have, and I knew that we were going to have to be highly organized. I knew that we were going to have to be aggressive, and I knew that one of the keys was going to be we were going to have to secure the committed guys. We were going to have to make sure those guys still wanted to come and see you. And so that was, and we had several of those guys that were able to come back and take another visit, get to know me, get to know our new staff. And, you know, that was very important. Once they met us and they realized what we were all about, they wanted to sign up.
How's LaViscus rehabbing? How's he doing?
He's doing well. So far, so good.
All right, because I'm asking
it's one day at a time.
I gotcha. Because you signed his brother, Levante.
Yep.
So are there scenarios where you could see both of these guys, the brothers Chenault, on the field at the same time?
There is a scenario where I could definitely see that, because we're going to play the best players. And so I'm not afraid to play freshmen. And so everyone has a clean slate. And these guys will get what they deserve and what they earn. Mm. And if Levante deserves to be on the field, he's going to be out there.
What's special about him?
Well, I just think he's a tough physical player. You know, he's got great size and great length. He has excellent ball skills. I mean, in the run game, he's a ferocious blocker. And he's just a fierce competitor. And, you know, and he's a humble, hardworking guy. So I think those are all the traits and characteristics that we're looking for.
Who was a guy in your class that you said that was the guy that I didn't think that we could get, but we got him?
You know, I wouldn't say that there was one of those players in this class, because all of the guys that we went after, I felt like we were going to be able to get. even though it may have been competitive with a, with another school, you know, like a Tyreek Luckett or something like that, where it was maybe us in Oregon, things like that, I felt very confident in what we were selling. You'd be shocked, you know, what people remember Colorado, and people's parents, the kids' parents, they remember Colorado when Colorado was dominant in the 90s. And they're just waiting to see what we're going to do next. And I think they have confidence in our coaching staff. I know I do. And people want to be a part of it. So we're very aggressive with these guys, and I feel like we can get any player in the country right now.
Oh, that's great.
You guys did lose.
That's great.
You lost a quarterback who decommitted when the previous coach was fired. And I don't see any quarterbacks on the list here. Is that any kind of issue that there's not a quarterback in this recruiting class?
No, it's not. We decided early on that we did not have to take a quarterback in this class. We will take at least one quarterback in the 20 class. And so that was not an issue for us.
And I have one last one, Al. But I always look – I'm sure every kid on here, and there's several Colorado kids, which is great, which we always love. But I got to ask you about the kid from Austria, Valentin Sen, who's 6'7", 290, from Austria. Help me with that.
Yeah. I tell you what, you know what, the European market is an emerging market for players. They've been playing football over there, now American football, for a long time. And there's a reason why NFL Europe was in existence. And there's a reason why the NFL goes there year after year and plays games. The game is growing over there, and there are a lot of big people over there in Austria. And so you can go there, and you can get size and length and athleticism. In our situation, we have connections there, and we're going to continue to do that.
So
he's a big athletic man.
I'm seeing it, 6'7", 290. Did he spend a year here in prep school in the United States, or is he really straight out of Austria?
He's straight out of Austria.
Did he visit? Did he take the visit?
I had to hit him up on the on the WhatsApp to talk to him.
Did he get the visit here? Did he take the visit?
It wasn't like just pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
And then we had to figure out when the best time was. I mean, there's a significant time difference, and when he was available. He was committed. He is another one of those players that was committed to us prior to me coming to see you.
Okay.
And we just had to reaffirm that.
All right.
Well,
pretty cool.
We know that you got your coaching staff together, and I see that Jay Johnson is your new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. How has that transition been? I know he's a guy that you're familiar with your time there at Georgia. What's the plan there for the offense this year? Will it be more of the same, or will the offense be much different?
I think it's going to be much different. We signed a grad transfer tight end from Auburn, and we plan to use the tight end in our offense. We want to be able to run the ball on our terms, which means when we want to run it and we need to run it, we can run it. We'll have balance on offense. We'll use play action, boot naked, okay? And we'll also make sure we get the ball to our best players, okay? And we'll go fast when we want to go fast. And Jay Johnson is the perfect coach for me because he understands and believes in playing complementary football. It's not all about passing stats or the offense or how fast we can go. It's about winning football games. Okay, and he understands that. So we'll do what we have to do to win games on offense and defense.
Well, Coach Tucker, congratulations on getting
One quick second. What defense will you run? 3-4, 4-3, which one have you decided on?
Our base will be a 3-4.
Okay.
You're not able to stay in base defense very much anymore because we do match personnel, but we do have a 3-4 package, our nickel and out of dime, and we'll get in 4 down as well to pressure and get more. It's a lot easier to rush the quarterback out of 4 down than 3 down on first, second down. So, but we'll do both. I'm comfortable doing that. I've done that for a number of years now.
Coach Tucker, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there you go.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to eFirstBank.com/business for more details.